K-P-O-L, P-O. It's not 10 or something, or 12 or 15. We can follow him a little there on the summer house. And we can describe this typical Swedish summer house back in the 60s. They were down by the lake, so, which was very shallow near to the beach, which was just next to them. So there were mosquitoes en masse. Now they had some lousy mosquito oil and stick, but they sometimes didn't even use. And when they sat by that around the table outdoors at night, in the beautiful, warm, sweet summer nights, where you just could sit late there, the sky was still feeling like evening sky. Then your legs, which you generally had only shorts on, were the big party place, restaurant for the mosquitoes. And they were generally at least 8 of those legs. Big, fat human legs. Well, some of them smaller, but juicy. So in the beginning of the summer, it was plain suffering. But then you knew it, and you learned it as a kid, that you just get used to it. There are no malaria mosquitoes here. They're not dangerous. You get used to their little sting and the whatever they. Do to your skin. I guess it's about the immune system or something. The body has a formidable defense system. So that handles it. And after a couple of weeks, we were immune. We didn't even think about the mosquitoes. I don't still today remember if they still continued eating us, drinking us. But if so, well, you're welcome, little mothers. Those ladies that you saw in the morning sitting on the walls. Round and pumped up and red. Satisfied, could hardly fly. Well, that's the life of being a mosquito. That's what they thought, these people back then. Of course, you tried to kill them and get rid of them and do whatever. There was no mercy shown, it was war. But fighting a war all the time is just a lot of work. So in that way, life went on somewhat symbiotic. Everyone doing their thing. And well, apart from one or two fist fights that you heard about now and then, people left each other in peace. except, of course, the cows and the pigs and the goats and the lamb and the chicken and the fish. Oh, the fish. So that's another part of the story when Daddy takes his son out fishing.